My name is Nigel. Hammer's here. It is the Hammer and Nigel show. Let's not waste any time and get to the WIBC hotline where we'll bring on Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief, one of the best, Matt Boyle, one of our favorite guests. Matt, happy Friday. How are you, man?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. I heard you last Saturday on your radio show, your weekly show, just absolutely apoplectic, the House Speaker Mike Johnson. And I can imagine what you're feeling right now after he basically surrendered floor control to the House to the Democrats. And we'll get to that because that's important, isn't it? I mean, that's this topic right here is one that's under the radar, and Americans should be made aware of what's going on in the House right now. It seems like everything's getting overshadowed by this Trump, quote unquote, hush money trial. So we'll begin there. The 12 jurors seated for Donald Trump's trial. I don't like saying hush money trial, by the way, Matt, because it sounds like a shady, you know, envelope under the table deal. This was like a signed legal non-disclosure agreement. It was a document. It's a legitimate document for her to keep her mouth shut, and she didn't, and Trump should actually sue her. So now they're saying Trump paid off Stormy Daniels as a campaign expense, violating federal campaign laws. How do you see this trial? What are your thoughts, and where does it go from here?
Yeah, look, I think that every day that Donald Trump spends in New York City, he's going up in the polls in New York, right? Yeah. Like, so my view is that the Democrats realize they made a mistake when they did this. And I feel like they're trying to wrap it up as fast as they can because they don't want to admit they made a mistake, so they have to see the process through. But it does seem like things are moving pretty quickly. We were hearing reports at the beginning of this whole thing that voir dire could take weeks, right? It could be until May before there's a jury seated and blah, 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 blah. They wrapped it up in like 3 days, right? Like, so they realize that Donald Trump is then, you know, after he spends all day at court, he's going to things like the bodega at night. And if anything, he's making a dent in Joe Biden's control of New York State, which is a deep blue state, the Empire State. If Donald Trump wins New York, the election's over. So I think that this is backfiring bad on the Democrats. They know that this case, even if they were to achieve a conviction, I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I think we could end up with a hung jury, depending, you know, based off what we've seen about these jurors that have been seated. And they might have set it up that way in that regard, right? Because they realized that this was a mistake to do this lawfare. But the fact is that even if they do get a conviction, this will absolutely 100% be overturned on appeal. Take it to the bank. This is, you know, so even if they get their headline, Donald Trump convicted felon, yeah, right? It will be overturned, right? Like, Donald Trump is not going to be a convicted felon, right? Like, so this is not going to happen. Their fever dreams are not working. So I think that whole situation is backfiring on the Democrats. Frankly, it's not working out so well for them.
But so you're saying, in effect, even if Trump can't get a fair trial in a county where Biden got like 85% and the judge donated to anti-Republican causes and Joe Biden's campaign, even so, this could turn out to be a good thing for Donald Trump?
Yeah, because I think that it shows that the Democrats are desperate,
yes,
right? Like,
yes,
they're engaged in these desperation lawfare tactics. You know, I spoke with Senator Tim Scott last week. You know, he was saying, or earlier this week, he was saying that he thinks that this is only helping Trump and the black community, right? Like, and, you know, obviously black voters, especially young black men, understand concerns about the justice system and have issues with it. And they are moving more and more towards Donald Trump in record numbers. We're talking about, you know, several 100% increase for Donald Trump among young black men voters, and even black women, too. So what's happening here is that the Democrats, coalition that they depend on, which is they need like 90% of the black vote to win an election nationally. That's not going to happen for them this time, right? Like, and the more and more that they keep doing this and they keep dragging Trump through these nonsensical things for political purposes, I think the more they lose people like that. And again, the more time that Trump spends in New York, right? He just announced a campaign rally in May in New Jersey, right? Like, this is not looking good for them.
All right, we're speaking with Matt Boyle, Breitbart's Washington Bureau Chief. let's move. Like I said, this is a distraction, too. I mean, the Democrats are concentrating on this because they don't want you to pay attention to grocery store prices, the southern border, disastrous foreign policy. And never Trump Republicans probably want you to concentrate on this whole thing, too. When what's going down with the House right now and Speaker Mike Johnson, I'm looking at this headline on Breitbart.com right now. House votes to advance foreign aid bills. 165 Dems back Johnson's measure. Speaker surrenders floor control. What is going on in the House right now, Matt?
Yeah, there is no longer a Republican majority in the House of Representatives. It's over. Speaker Johnson has now nullified the midterm election where Republicans took the majority in the House. This is the first time in history that a supposedly majority party with a supposedly majority rule has relied on minority votes to pass the rule, and both out of committee and on the floor of the House to advance the measure. This has never happened before in recorded history, right? Recorded history of these things of each individual rule committee vote and floor votes goes back to 1995, but we've looked for centuries back. We can't find an example of this, right? Like the rules committee and the rules process are usually a partisan thing. The majority party carries the rule, right? Like, and that sets the tone for what is going to be happening on the floor. How is the debate on a legislation going to be had? Which amendments are germane? Which ones are not? They did not have enough Republican votes to pass it. So Speaker Johnson had to cut a power-sharing agreement to surrender control of the House of Representatives over to Hakeem Jeffries. Now, Hakeem Jeffries is the co-speaker of the House.
Incredible.
The Democrats have operational control of the floor, and the Republicans have lost control.
Where did all this start? I mean, I thought, you know, Speaker Johnson was the guy. After they ousted Kevin McCarthy, they all voted on this guy. He was a good conservative Christian Republican. Where did all this start to turn for people like Massey, Representative Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, I think that part of it is, first off, the claim that he's a good Christian conservative. I mean, remember Paul Ryan tried the same shtick, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
No, like, that's nonsense. They are all power-craven, you know, monsters, right?
Point, like, point taken.
But the fact is that with regard to Johnson, he made a number of mistakes in the beginning of his speakership that are now coming to fruition. So the person he hired, we did a big story about this the other day on Breitbart. Now I can tell you right now, the speaker is aware of this story. He has refused to do anything about it. But the fact is that his top policy advisor is this man named Dan Ziegler. Dan Ziegler worked for Mike Johnson when Mike Johnson was the chair of the Republican Study Committee a few years ago. And then when he left that job, he cast out. He went to a lobbying firm called Williams & Jensen. This lobbying firm, among the clients that Dan Ziegler had were a number of different pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, Merck, Eli Lilly. In addition to that, he had major financial services companies like Visa. He had companies, energy companies like Bloom Energy. Bloom Energy literally has gotten subsidies from the Biden administration for green energy projects as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. But then in addition to that, there's also been news stories about how Bloom Energy, which is like a hydrogen energy company, has had benefits to its stock price because of the war in the Ukraine, right? Like, because of the Russian war in Ukraine, because what's happening is European nations are moving off Russian natural gas into these other forms of energy. So Forbes magazine, as well as certain industry trade publications, have written about this. In addition to that, there's sensor companies that literally state in their corporate compliance public statements that they have a financial interest in the outcome of the war. Right? Like, so.
And they're passing $100 billion foreign aid package that Mike Johnson is pushing through with the help of the
Correct.
Democrats. Incredible. Only a couple minutes left here. So are they still trying to oust Mike Johnson at this point, or does it matter now?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think that this vote is going to happen. Look, they passed the rule today. They'll pass the bills tomorrow, right? They will have the votes for the bills tomorrow on the floor of the House. But the fact is that I don't think that passing this lowers the temperature at all. I think that we're in a new normal here. We are in a European-style coalition government between establishment Republicans and Democrats where there's a power-sharing agreement, and Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries are co-speakers of the House. This is the idea. So I think that I don't know if Johnson's going to get ousted tomorrow or next week or next month or whenever, but this is a new normal, right? Like, so what's going to happen here is the temperature is going to rise. I've spoken to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is the one leading the charge on a motion to vacate. There are now three members, Thomas Massie and Paul Gosar, have also joined her in that effort, and I expect that number to rise. Whether they succeed on a first go-around or the Democrats protect him is a question to be determined, but the fact is that this new power sharing agreement is going to come under intense scrutiny. And I think that Republicans would be well served to remove Mike Johnson and elect an actual Republican as Speaker of the House rather than a power sharing person.
That is incredibly eye opening. Thanks for the insight. What are you doing this weekend, man? What does Matt Boyle, Washington bureau chief, do on a Friday night in April? You going out with the
I prepare for my Saturday show,
right?
Where I've invited Speaker Johnson on. He has personally acknowledged, I talked to him directly last night. He personally acknowledged the receipt of my inquiry. I hope that he comes on and defends himself. I have little confidence that he will.
Yeah.
So I'm preparing for my Saturday show. I work around the clock, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because somebody has to do it. These questions need to get asked and answered, and they're not getting pressed. And frankly, it's just disgusting.
You can find that on Sirius Satellite Radio, Matt Boyle's show on Saturday. He is the Washington bureau chief, Breitbart.com. Find all of his incredible work. Matt, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks.